everyone. I know it has been a long time since we checked out We Speak News Now. I named this show We Are Back because I had no idea how I was very much so ignoring my calling here. Okay, you guys, I've gotten so wrapped up. First of all, We Speak News Now, and I am your host, Alita McCall, and I welcome you guys to our show. If you want to call in, the call-in number is 347-677-1749, 347-677-1749. I am so sorry that I have been gone so long. I went back and looked at some of my shows, and I was like, man, I was lost. I was lost, and I'm found, and I'm grateful that I'm here. And I hope you guys who are out there listening that you guys are having a great time. It's the weekend. It's a Saturday. And I am just feeling good. I guess what we need to do is I need to catch you guys up on some stuff. Since the last time, it's so much has taken place since the last time we were together. I guess that's what you want to say. We were together. So much went on. So many things happened. I decided to go back to school. I am in my, I think this is my third session. It's called session now. And getting my master's in teachers leadership because I felt a need for education to be a very much so number one thing when it comes to our people. I want to say that. I want to also say that I've been very, very, very active in our community. I haven't stopped doing that. You guys know I've been doing that for a while. Very active in our community, being part of a change, a movement that needs to be taking place. I hope you guys had an opportunity to go see Black Panther. I went to see it. And I have to confess, okay, I didn't see what everybody else saw. You know, I just saw it as a movie. I know, and guess what? I got chewed up because I said that. But I saw it as a movie. I didn't see all the political stuff everybody else saw. I just didn't see that. I apologize for not seeing it. But it was a very good movie. And I was telling a friend of mine, all I saw was a bunch of hard bodies. I'm sorry. I guess that's what I was concentrating on. The other stuff really didn't matter. Maybe it should have, but it didn't. I'm sorry. I'm just kidding, guys. I'm just kidding. It was an interesting movie. I'm glad that it started something. I'm hoping us as African Americans or as Black folks have really, really, really taken into consideration what our power is and how we can use it to better ourselves. We can do it. It's not hard. I think this is very much so needed to wake us up. Okay, what else has gone on that since we've been out of touch? I can't even think of anything else that's been we've been out of touch for since the last time I've been on here. You guys have to excuse me, this keeps doing that. School. I for my birthday this month, February, last month was my birthday, and me and my oldest sister took a trip to Las Vegas. We had a awesome time, real awesome time. And then I wound up went to Georgia after Las Vegas, and then we came home, had a good time in Georgia. And then came home. What I realize is that I feel so much better when I'm traveling. That's what I came to the conclusion. Maybe I need a job where I can travel, where my job keeps me on the road. I think I could like that. I really do. If I had a job where it keeps me on the road, going different places and stuff, I could do that. Travel, I could do. Yeah, I think I could do that. Anyway, so I did that, came back, school never stopped, stopped one class, grabbed them to another class. So school was taking up sort of a lot of my time. I don't know if we talked about my photography. I have started with my photography. I've got to finish. I just started another book, something I have actually stepped away from for over about 2 or 3 years, maybe more. Stop writing altogether. I don't think it was writer's block. I just think, well, it was writer's block at first, but I think it was just like writing shouldn't be a task, but it was a task for me. And having an imagination and got all this other craziness stuff going on in my life at the same time, it's not like, it's not enough. So that's funny. So we got a new book started. We'll be talking about that later on down the line about this book that I'm just starting. That was exciting to get that started. I'm hoping I can keep my juices flowing to finish the book. Okay, so you kind of got you a little bit caught up on all the things that I've been doing that I can remember I've been doing. So what I want to do tonight is we're going to basically just kind of talk a little about who are we allowing in our lives that causes trouble and heartache. I want to discuss that, but before we discuss that, I want to play a song, and I definitely want to do a put a promo out there for you guys. So once we finish with that, we will definitely get back to talking about who are you allowing in our lives, who are we allowing in our lives that causes us trouble and heartache.
Baby, you're the one I love, yeah, the queen of my heart, the light of my soul. You're more precious than anything. I don't need diamonds nor the finest gold. Darling, I cherish you, and I confess my gratitude. Bless the day you came along. You got a brother singing a brand new song. Yeah, it's you. Girl, I wake up in the morning and I'm tripping cause I'm digging what the Lord has made.
It's you.
Never thought I'd be forever getting with it, but I'm so glad you stayed.
It's you.
You make it better, gotta get myself together cause I want you more and more.
It's you.
Girl, it's hard to ignore. It's you. The new life has come to pass. I'm taking my baby home at last. I know I found my destiny, girl, cause you're bringing out the best in me. So whatever the future may hold, girl, I'll be loving you only from head to toe. Undivided, our love will stand, cause you are my woman, yeah. And I'm proud to be your man. Girl, I wake up in the morning and I'm tripping cause I'm digging what the Lord has made.
You.
Never thought I'd be forever getting with it, but I'm so glad.
always been you.
It's you. Got a brother digging you, girl.
It's you.
My kid's in the right car seat. Well, I think he is.
Yeah, my kid's in a booster seat. He was ready to move up. He is ready, right?
Her car seat looks like the right size.
There are probably rules on when to move up to a booster seat, aren't there?
Rear facing, forward facing? I think I have it right.
Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Are your children in the right car seat for their age and size? Don't think you know. Know you know. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat.
I know my child's in the right car seat, or else I wouldn't get in the driver's seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You guys, we are back. We are back here on We Speak News Now, and I keep saying we're back. Okay, we just want to, I'm not going to take a lot of your time tonight. I really am not. I just want to get my feet wet because it's been so long since we've been back on here. Again, I am your host, Alita, and I just wanted to kind of touch bases with you guys about some relationship kind of situations going on. Not nothing really important, and most of you guys probably already know, you know who's making your life miserable, and you know how to get rid of them. Some of you do, and some of you just might want to keep those type of people in your life because it makes you feel alive. I mean, that does sound crazy, but sometimes we do those things. So I just basically just want to touch bases with you on talking about that when it comes to relationships, love, male, female, trust, hope, and why stay. Okay, when we talk about love, love is a really creepy. No, I'm just kidding. Love is something that's complicated, and I sometimes have to catch myself because I try to analyze or think about why people love people, why we love each other. And what is it about that person that makes you love them? And do we really, 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 truly deep down inside of know what love is? I guess I'm going to have to learn how to explain what I'm saying when I talk about love. Love is weird. I'm sorry. I'm just going to say it. This is my show, I can say it. I think love is weird. I think love, to a certain extent, is overrated. I know you're saying, like, how can you say that? Being married for 16 years, how can I say that love is overrated? I think love is two people who have found a common ground. And because of the common ground, they're able to work things out. Because love is like a team. Love is a partnership. Love is all those things. So I don't know. Maybe I'm not explaining it right. I'm just not really a big fan of howling, "Oh, I love you," anymore. And I think might because I'm just getting older, and the older I get, the more I think we work too hard. I really do. I think we work too hard for something as simple. It's love is complicated, but it's really not complicated. It's complicated because we make love complicated. It really is. It's two people coming together who love each other, who work things out, who argue, who get upset at each other, who laugh, who find things fun, who don't find things fun, who are serious. I think that's what love is. I think we put too much pressure on love itself, and we're expecting too much out of love. I think we find ourselves pressuring love too much. And then when we love, when we pressure love too much, we find ourselves pressuring love with someone that we really should be in love with. Okay? And it creeps up on you. And I don't know what it does to you guys, but it angers me. Because if I don't feel the need to be in love with someone, I don't want my feelings to control and tell me who I should love. You know, they say love, the heart wants what the heart wants. Wanting and needing is two different things. The heart can want all it wants. I'm not having a problem with that, but it doesn't need it, and so I shouldn't waste my time or my energy on something that I don't need. Now, I'm just talking from the outside. The inside doesn't feel that way all the time. We can find ourselves liking or loving someone that you never thought you would love or like. You just wasn't there. It might be the interaction with that person. You know, if that person makes you laugh, and if that, you know, all of those things are wrapped up in this overburdened love. Because love is overburdened with all our emotional crap. It is overburdened, and we have to say that. So when we take and we squash love down, that it really doesn't need, love becomes more of a burden. It becomes more of a task when it really isn't a task. Okay? Let's talk about relationships. Okay? That's how I feel about, that's what I feel about love. Love is not definitely, I shouldn't have said overrated. I think love is overburdened by us, by our emotional baggage and our emotional craziness. I think that's what happens with love. Love can be overwhelming. It can become overwhelmed because of our personal issues going on with us, and how we try to force love to love people that we don't, that we shouldn't be loving. Okay. Relationships. Let's talk a little bit about relationships. Let's see. When we talk about relationships, are we talking about relationships between a man and a woman? Are we talking about a relationship between a mother and a daughter, a relationship between a son and a father, a father and a daughter, a son and a mother? What type of relationship we're talking about? Obviously, we're talking about relationships when it comes to love. because that's what we were just talking about. Now, in a relationship, everybody knows that there are good relationships, there are bad relationships, there are toxic, there are abusive relationships, there's dominating relationships, all of those types of different relationships we deal with, or we don't have to deal with. We have to figure out what relationship works for us. I don't like a relationship with a bunch of crap in it. I'm just going to say it. The same things that you burden love with is the same thing in relationships that you burden a relationship with. We come into relationships with baggage. When we come into relationships with baggage, we constantly remind that person we're in the relationship with that we have baggage. We do. We constantly remind them of that by our actions, by the way we talk to them, by the way we interact with them, by the way we treat them. All of those things have a lot to do with our baggage. I am not perfect. Speak about me. I'm far from perfect. I've done some crazy things in relationships I would never think I would do. But I didn't bring that craziness into my marriage. Okay? A lot of things me and my husband, we joke about when we talk about our past. We joke and we laugh about it because there's no need to get mad or, oh my God, you did that, da, da, da. We don't have time for that. So we laugh and joke about things that we've both done in our past when it comes to relationships. So when I say that, I'm saying this to say that all of that stuff that happened to me in my previous relationships, there's no need for me to hold on to them and then drag them around with me. And when I drag them around with me, when my husband and I disagree with something, I'm bringing them up, or I don't trust, or I don't, you know, all of those negative things that happen in relationships, we just carry them around with us, and it makes it bad on love, and it tears the relationship up. So I would say to you guys, learn how to not bring that craziness into any new relationship you get into. How do you do that? Disconnect. Learn how to disconnect, okay? I don't care. And I think, too, it has a lot to do with the person that you're with and how much that person is going to tolerate what you're bringing, because they can stop it. They can stop you and your baggage real quick. If they feel the need to say, hold up, wait a minute, I'm not that person, and you got to trust me, and you got to do this. If they're constantly telling you that, they're trying to tell you something. Listen, listen to what they're saying, because what they're saying is telling you, I don't want to go through this. I'm not going to put you through all my old crap, and I don't want you to bring it and put me through it. That's what that person is telling you. So you've got to learn how to not bring your baggage. I'm amazed at me. I'm going to tell you why. Because I went through a lot with men. And I never thought that when I got married that I would never bring all that with me. I don't know what in me just completely turned all of that off. It's there, but I didn't make it part of my relationship. I disconnected from what I was doing now. I don't know how I did it. I probably can ask my husband, did I have those type of issues when we got married? Because I can't remember if I did or not. I'm quite sure he would tell me. But I don't remember having those issues or bringing up all that. Because I'm thinking, once you get married, you're married now. That shit don't matter. Excuse my language, but it don't matter. And if you married the right person, that's another thing, too, what would affect the relationship. If I'm not talking about dating, I'm talking about being married. So there is a difference. When you're married, you can control all of that crap and put it in a box and throw it away. Because now you're with the person that you want to be with. You're with the person that you said yes to for the rest of your life, even though sometimes we don't, it doesn't last the rest of your life, but you actually took time out and said yes to someone. So I think all our past relationships shouldn't come into play. I really don't. Now, there's one thing I did do, and I'm hoping others have done the same thing. I made sure that during the friendship part of the relationship, when we were friends, when we hung out and did things together, even then, I didn't bring up all the craziness that I went through. I don't know why. I guess because we were buddies first. We were friends. We hung out. You know, we did things together. So the other things didn't matter. If it was somebody else, you know, I guess I didn't really worry too much about it, I guess. I don't know if I was on a mission or if it was meant to happen, whatever. But I just wasn't caught up in all of that. I didn't think that should have been relevant in the relationship that I'm in now. That's how I felt. But it's 16 years later, and we're still going strong. It hasn't been a easy 16 years, but it's been 16 years. There was a lot of adjusting because when I got married, and I might have told you guys this before, I was 38 years old. So I was at a point in my life where I went to the military. I lived on my own all majority of that before I got married. I had a grown son because at the time my son was 18. So I already, you know, I did everything I wanted to do to a certain extent. And then I decided to get married. But when I got married, we didn't even live together. He had his own place. I had mine. That was something I stopped a long time ago. I just didn't believe in that. Once we got married and we moved in together, you learn things about people that you didn't know. And I'm just shocked that, I'll be honest with you, because of how I felt about myself back then, I didn't think we would last as long as we did. I really didn't. I didn't think I could be loved. I had issues. Now, I did have those issues of feeling like, who would love me? Because when he asked me three times. Because the first time I'm like, you must be out your mind. Second time, I'm not ready for that. And then third time, I was like, you know what? Let's try this because this is something you've never tried. And it was amazing to do it. Would I do it again? No. And it's nothing negative. It's just that I don't have a desire to do this again. It's a lot. Again, we can burden love by saying what I'm about to say. It's a lot of work. Because you're learning people. You're learning outside people that are in their circle, that was in their circle before you met them. And they're learning the people that are in your circle before they met you. So all of that goes into one. So when we say relationship and we say love, we have to put them together because they do either complement each other or they're opposite of each other or they belong together. But I think before you get to the relationship part, we need to handle up on the love part. I think we should unburden love so that the relationship can work. I'm not no relationship expert, but that's how I look at it. I think we should unburden love and then let the relationship work. Because whatever you're doing in love, it's affecting the relationship. Either way it goes. Okay? So, we're going to take a break and we'll be back again, you guys.
give you peace of mind. Yes, he would, and you will see the sunshine. For real, yes, you would,
and you'll get to free your mind.
Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm going to keep ticking, but no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times, when we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while? Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave. But unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. Check, change, control. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
All right, you guys, we're back here on We Speak News Now, and we are back at the name of our show tonight. We were talking about love and relationships. Now we're going to talk about male and female. All right, I'm not going to say much about that because you guys are self-explanatory. Male and female, we think differently. Males think on the logical. We deal on emotional. If you've had an opportunity, please read the book, Men Are From Mars and Women Are From Venus. It is a very good book. I learned a lot from it, but when it comes to male and female, okay, that's one thing, and relationships. Women, we have to learn how to let men do their thing. When I say that, is if they don't want to be bothered, please learn how to leave them alone. Males, the same for you. A woman doesn't always want to be crowded. Some women do. I'm not going to say all women. But some women just want to be left alone sometimes. We enjoy being by ourselves. There's a lot of us, like me, like to be by myself. I like to do certain things, like with my husband, especially like if he's watching a game or something and he lets me know he's watching a game, I won't bother him as much. I do things to make him laugh while he's watching the game. That's what I do. And then after a while, I just leave him alone because I know that's his time. Most of the time, he doesn't bother me. Most of the time, he does whatever he has to do. So we don't have that problem where we're invading each other's space all the time. You know, good for any couple that likes to be all up under each other and all that, that's great. Oh, that's so great because it's supposed to make the relationship better. But I'm not a big fan of all that. I love my husband. I hang out with him. We do things together. We laugh. We have fun together. But I don't have to be up under him 24/7. And he doesn't have to be under me. When I go places most of the time, because we don't have a lot of things that we have in common when it comes to certain things like community works and stuff like that. We don't have those things in common. So I'll go do my thing and hang out with the people that I team up with. We go do things together. We go to seminars. We go to conferences. We go to different events together. And, hey, it's good. I don't have anything to worry about. He doesn't sit back and watch the time and all that. We don't have. I'm telling you guys, when you come to that point in your relationship where you ain't got to worry, that's what I call birding some of love. That's how you burden love, with all that extra untrustful junk in a relationship. We don't need it. We are different. We learn differently. You have some of us that are very needy women. You have a bunch of needy men. You have a lot of sensitive men, just like you have a lot of sensitive women. And when you don't know someone's background or where they came from and who they are, this is what you deal with. This is how all those things start to work together when it comes to male and female. I think everyone is in some point in their life has been wounded and have some scars, but I don't think you should use those scars when you're getting angry at other people or when you're getting angry in a relationship. You shouldn't use your scars to make people love you or accept your bad behavior or your negative behavior as a male, and that goes for both male and female. Now, let's talk a little bit about trust. Trust, you know, that's a big thing. And it goes back over to the burdensome of love. When you don't trust, that's baggage. When you don't trust, that means that you're bringing along all the crap that you had when you were in these other relationships and you haven't let them go. So my thing is, why would you be in a relationship with somebody when you know you have trust issues? Answer me that. I don't understand. If I have trust issues, why the hell am I in a relationship? Because you know why? Because in that relationship, trust is one of those things that you want. Okay? But if you don't have it from the get-go, I think you're wasting my time and you're wasting your time. That's just how I feel about it. You're wasting time because you got, that's a baggage that you're trying to, you don't know what to do with. And because you've been hurt before, you carry it around like a badge. And it's not necessary. Because you're going to have to be able to unburden love. When you unburden love, it makes the relationship easy. You're going to have to be able to conversate and talk about your issues with trust. And if that person is the right person for you, and I'm saying if because sometimes we do not know how to pick that person for us. If that person is the right person for you, trust would not be a problem. It's not. It's not going to be a problem. You won't have that issue. You really won't. And I mean, that's just how I see it. I could be wrong, but that's how I see it. I'm sorry. I'm learning as I get older that things are different. And we just work too hard. We work too hard for nothing. Really, we do, because it's not that hard. You're either going to love that person the way they are because you can't change them, or you're going to leave them for someone who's better suited for you. Never force love on someone who doesn't want it or don't have a desire to have, I mean, don't have it in them, because they have to show love before you show your love, or you guys need to show love together. And if that person is not being reciprocal of your love, receptacle of your love, then that might not be the relationship you want to be in. Again, you're burning love. You're burning down love, and love doesn't deserve that. Relationship, all of that goes in together. All of that works together. And you guys have to understand, you've got to do what you got to do. You got to make a decision. It's amazing. I'm going to go ahead and play another song, and then we're going to come back and we're going to finish this up. Okay?
I WWE Superstar Alberto Del Rio, take one.
Behold the angry giant.
Try it again, Alberto.
Behold the angry giant.
Perfect. Good luck tonight.
Behold the angry giant.
Yay! Read me another one, Dad.
This is WWE Superstar Alberto Del Rio. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
All right, you guys, we are back here on We Speak News Now, and we're talking about relationships. We went over love relationship, male and female, and we were at trust. We talked about how we can overburden love, which in turn ruins the relationship. Excuse me, you guys, I'm sorry. That in turn can ruin the relationship. We can definitely look at us from the male and female.
How can it
hold
up. Only admission be water?
I apologize for that. where in male and female can be the cause of relationships not working because we come from two different, males are logical, females are more emotional. We can overburden each other. That would in turn overburden love and messes up the relationship. We have to understand a relationship is very important. I think it's very important to be a friend first and then move into the ideal of having a relationship and making that relationship work without bringing all the extra baggage. And one of the things we were just talking about was trust. Trust is, can be a baggage. And I'll say why. The reason why trust can be a baggage is because sometimes we get in relationships and we are holding on to our trust issues that can ruin a relationship. I think a lot of relationships do not survive because of male or female having trust issues because someone else did something to them and they haven't let it go. Again, let's go back to the burdensome of love. Burden down love with all this extra crap. It doesn't make any sense, okay? Now, let's talk about hope, okay? Trust and hope. Hope can play a wonderful partnership to love because what hope does, regardless of what's going on in a relationship, hope gives you an avenue to see if it can get better in that relationship. If it's a bad relationship, hope gives you the door to open with solutions on maybe it can work out. If it can't work out, you have to understand that you can't stay in. It doesn't make any sense to stay in a relationship that doesn't work. Okay, now we can hope and we can wish and we can dream, but if it's not there, we have to be smart enough, mature enough to know that it doesn't work and we need to move on. That's where it gets hard at. It gets very hard when you're wanting this relationship to work and no matter what you do, you need each other, but you don't need each other. You want to be in each other's life, but you notice that it's hurting and it's crippling the love in the relationship. So that alone is telling you that there's something wrong with the relationship. And no matter how much you hope and trust that everything is going to get better and love this person, sometimes we have to let go. And I don't want to sound like a Debbie Downer when I'm telling you this about relationships, you guys. I just want us to look at it from both viewpoints. I'm not saying this happens in all relationships, guys. I would be lying because it's not true. But it happens. And I think if we address both sides, it makes it better. In the ideal that hoping that the relationship continues to be a good relationship is a good thing. You're going to hit some bumps, some curved roads. You might hit a hill or two, or even some valleys. But if you know in your heart the foundation of the relationship is built on something solid, and it's not just love, it's everything that goes into it, then you're good, okay? And you can take it forward and actually make something out of the relationship. A lot of us want to dream, hope, wish, and pray, and we know that the relationship is empty, that the love has been overburdened with all the crap and it's tired, so it has no desire to shine anymore. We have to recognize that. And that's an individual thing. That's not a together thing. It's an individual. You first and foremost have to know that it's no longer there. And then you have to tell your partner that you don't feel that way anymore. And maybe sometimes what happens when you guys speak out and how you feel about each other and your feelings, how you handle your feelings might be a healing process so that maybe it'll work once you find out how a person feels about something. Because sometimes we get to the point where we break down and we don't talk. We have nothing to say to each other. And that's because you got all this extra stuff hanging around. You're seeing things that you don't like in a relationship, and you want to confront the person about it, but you want to make sure you're confronting them in the correct way. You don't want to come at them being mean. You want to come at them and so that you guys can sit down and talk about it. Sometimes that doesn't happen. Sometimes we let our temper and our trust issues and our baggage take over. And when our baggage take over, then before you know it, it's a volatile back and forth, and nothing's getting solved. Nobody's hearing each other. Everybody is just talking, and nothing is being done. I've done that before. I've gotten so angry where I'm talking and I'm not hearing nothing that person say, because that person's feelings at this moment does not matter. As long as you hear what I say, nothing matters, you know. And when you get to that point, then that's when you have to stop. And you know what? This is not healthy. This is not good for me. I need to stop. And you don't want to get it to the point where you guys are starting to get violent, because that would be the next step. When if you're really angry with somebody, the next step is being violent, and it's not worth it. And that falls over into our last word we want to use, why stay. All of those intertwine together, and the end result, if it's no longer there, why stay? Why be in an empty relationship? It doesn't make any sense at all to be in a relationship that's empty. The love is drained. It's tired. The relationship is just hanging on. You're just hanging on to each other. You're just dealing. You're coexisting together now. Okay? When you're at the point where you have to ask why stay, that's where you're at. And male or female, it doesn't matter. Somebody is so unhappy that they want to leave, but they probably don't want to leave in a bad way. They probably want to talk it out first to see if some of the situations can be resolved, or some of the problems and the issues can be resolved where you don't leave. Or you might want to take the relationship and put it back on a trial basis and see if it grows from there. Sometimes that's hard to do because the hurt has already taken place. It's already simmered. It's already been sitting there, and it's hard to see beyond the hurt, no matter what it was. It's hard to see beyond the hurt. So once the hurt is there, sometimes you have to make a decision whether or not you want to continue even with the conversation with that person. So again, we go back to why stay. Why stay? Because you can love that person. Why stay? Because you want the relationship to work. But if a person is not willing to move forward in that and want to sit down and talk, then there's no need for you to stay. There's no need for you to get upset. We don't handle rejection well as human beings. Men don't handle rejection well at all, but women don't handle rejection either. As human beings, we can't handle rejection. We don't like being told no. And we feel like when you telling us no, you're abandoning us. Because there we go with those issues, abandonment issues, or trust issues. You know, we feel abandoned. When you say you don't love us anymore, or you want to be with somebody else, you've abandoned us. You've made us feel like we're not worthy. Our self-esteem is affected. All of these things start to become affected with your rejection of us. So if you reject me, should I still continue having a relationship with you? If you've already said to me, I no longer want to be in this relationship with you, should I stay? Why stay? Some of us want to say, can we work this out? But sometimes when people have already made up their mind about you and they see it's not going to work, nothing you say to them is going to work. Nothing you say to them is going to say, you know what, okay. It depends on each situation, because each situation is different. It depends on the person's tolerance level. How much more bullshit can I tolerate from you? Why stay? Why not just move on? So, I thought that would be some good information to give you guys. I hope you understood what I was saying. I hope you get what I was saying, understand it, and hopefully you can use it. I'm just saying, you guys, let's look at love. Love is a beautiful word, but it can turn into an ugly word too, by the things that we do and by the things that we put in it. You know, we put some very negative things in love and then we expect love to bloom. You can't. And I think we shouldn't overburden love with all our extra crap. I do. I think that because in turn, it affects the relationship. And when it affects the relationship, then the male and the female start to have problems. And then on top of that affecting relationship, then we got to talk about trust. Love and trust goes together. If you burden love down with your distrustful ways, then that's not beneficial for anybody. And you're hoping that things can work out regardless of whatever happens, that it can work itself out. Either it's going to be for the good or the bad. I think you shouldn't hold on. I'm not going to say that because I have issues with grudges. So I think what you should do is when it comes to a male or a female, I think you should let that person, if that's what they want to do, leave, then let them leave. Don't stop them. We have to learn how to handle our rejection differently. Especially if you have a wounded spirit, if you've been wounded in the past, if you've been hurt in the past, it's hard for you to understand that. But I say get help if you have to. I mean, really, I'm not no guru about this relationship stuff. I'm surprised I'm still in it. You know, I'm surprised I'm still in the game. But I'm just telling you what I've learned what I'm telling you is what I've learned when it comes to relationships and the things that I try not to do that I've learned from my past experience. Is not to bring all my extra baggage into a new relationship. I'm quite sure if I was bringing a lot of baggage in my relationship, I don't think I would be married as long as I have been. I really don't think so. Because I don't think my husband is the type of person who will, okay, I'm going to let you. And then when he gets to the point where enough is enough, then I would have to make that move. There's no why stay. I'm leaving. Because I don't want to make him miserable and I don't need to be miserable. And that's what would happen. So I think I can make the decision to move on. And I'm quite sure he'll probably do the same thing. I can see that. Okay. And that's an understanding maybe you need to have. You know, we burden love down with all these extra stuff that we think is going to work and all that. But we never talk about what happens if the relationship ends. And some people are like, why are you talking about that already? Well, because I think we should talk about it. I think we should talk about it, and I think we should have it in the back of our minds so that it prepares. Because some things you can't be prepared for. But I think a breakup you can. I think you can be prepared for a breakup. I don't say for you to look for one to happen, but I think you can be prepared for it so that you'll be able to handle it better. And you guys can walk away. You know, we have issues. We are some beat up people, emotionally abused and abusive people. So because of that, we've got to change our mindsets. We definitely have to change our mindset. And I really believe that's what we have to do. So I think it's all right to talk about the breakup before it happens. I don't care why it happens. That's not important. It's the idea that how do I handle it? Can we talk about it now so that when it comes, we know how to prepare ourselves for it? We'll be prepared for it? Because, I mean, when somebody cheats and you decide that you don't no longer want to be in a relationship, if somebody abuses you and you decide you no longer want to be in a relationship, how do you handle it? You don't just abruptly get up and leave. I think you should talk it out if you can. If it's a possibility that you can talk it out, talk it out. And why not do that at the beginning of the relationship? I don't see a problem with that. Because that person will know ahead of time, hey, this is what I'm not going to tolerate. This is what I'm going to tolerate. And if we have come to the point where this is not going to work, then we know what to do. So, I mean, that's just me. I'm not saying that happens with everybody. I didn't do it, but I wish I did. If I had to, I would know how to handle it now. And we learn, the phrase we live and learn. Some people don't ever learn. They live all damn day, but never learn from it. And they find themselves in a cycle of dealing with that same type of person over and over again. They only got different faces, different shapes, and that's it. But they're the same person. That mentality is still there. You don't trust and he don't trust. Doesn't make any sense. So why stay? So with that, I want to say thank you for listening in to We Speak News Now, throwing you guys that. We are back. We will be doing a show more often. I have to. I can't tell you when the next show coming on because I don't know. When we have our next show, I thank you guys. I didn't give out the phone number to call in. I'm sorry. I apologize for that. But, hey, just getting back online. You can listen to us on UCN, Universal Collective Network, on TuneIn. That is the other radio station. Very good music. We don't have talk up there right now. We just have music. What we're going to do is we will be putting together a platform for talk. But right now we just have music on there. We've been having music on there for a while now since we switched over. But you guys know you can always come over here and Blog Talk and listen to us anytime you need to. I will be probably uploading this into Universal Collective Network Talk. We come on Facebook. We're on Ruko, Apple TV, Twitter, Periscope. So we're all over the place now with my producer who's able to stream us out. So we're streaming live on Facebook Monday through Friday. I usually do an hour show. I could do longer, but I usually just do an hour show. And I have some great guests on there. And if you want to go check us out, you can go on Facebook, on Universal Collective Network on Facebook, and check us out on there. You can also catch me at SalitaBMcCall@gmail.com if you want any comments, any queries, if you want to do any advertising with us, connect with us. I will be gladly hook you up. When you go to watch our videos on Universal Collective Network on Facebook, you will see we already have some commercials playing on there. Okay, so we do what we got to do, all right? So I'm going to let you guys go. Again, I thank you. I know I'm going to chop this off at 12 minutes early because I am really sleepy. I don't know why, but I'm sleepy. But I don't want to leave you guys without throwing you some music here real quick. So you guys, I want to dedicate this to the late Craig Mack. You guys remember Craig Mack from back in the 80s and 90s? I'm going to go ahead and I want to play this for you, and I'm going to play a couple more songs before we go. All right, here we go.
Bad boy, come out and play.
I know we had to do a remix, right?
This is just mad, I get more butts than ashtrays. The fair one, I get mine the fast way. Ski mask way, and the ransom notes. Far from handsome, but damn a nigga tote much. More guns than roses, foes is shaking in their boots. A visible bully, like the gooch disappear, vamoose, you whack to me. Take them rhymes back to the factory. I see the gimmick, the whack lyrics, the shit is depressing. Pathetic, please forget it. You're mad cause my style you're admiring. Don't be mad, UPS is hiring. You should have been a cop, hip hop. With that freestyle, you're bound to get shot. Not from Houston, but I rap a lot. Pack the gap a lot, the flame's about to drop.
Here comes a brand new flavor, yeah. Time for new flavor, yeah. I'm the king of new flavor in your ear. Pack a brand new flavor.
Word up, no rap, no crap, you bore me. One to grab my body, too lazy, hold it for me. I'm straight, rap great, bust the head straight and dreads, I'm everlasting. Like it's so on protest, a tech nine, when I rhyme, plus I climb, world is mine. Your album couldn't f*** with one line. It's been 3 years since your last year, but now I reappear, your heart pumps fear. To your gut, did your girl's butt, I scraped it, shaped it, now she won't strut. I smashed teeth, off your beef, no relief. I step on stage, girls scream like I'm Keith. You won't be around next year. My rap's too severe, can't get bad flavor in your head.
Cut off the brand new flavor in your head. Time for new flavor in your head.
It's my time to burn, to explore. The flavor in your ear is the voice scout. I make out, I make all the rappers have doubt.
Right.
You're fucking with the wrong clan and the wrong man, that's it. Now you got to get your dome split. I'm going into my next sack with my jet. Take off my hat, yes, I'm just cool like that. The dangerous, the ruggedness from the flat with your bitch. BLS 97 kids bouncing it. I'm gonna live long in this rap game. Licking blow my name, yo, Puffy.
You're jingling, baby. You're jingling, baby.
Blow tissues. Skeevy, delicious. Give me cooch, cooch, love me good. Damn, holla to Hollywood. But is he good? I guess like the jeans. Flavor like praline. Sick daddy, I mean. Papa love it when he does it. It can buzz it. But tell me, was it really just the flavor that be clogging your ears? The most healthy behavior is to stay in the clear. It's all for you, it's really all for you. Hunch back, close your eyes, try to munch that. Oil up your ankles, let your Timbs chat. Bite the flavor, it reacts to your dope cat. Word to mama, a tongue kiss a piranha. Electrocute barracuda, I'm here to bring the drama.
Yo, 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 flavors in your rap and green. Bust the rhymes about to bring the noise, don't cease. Let me loose from the belly of the beast. Everybody, hey, hey, hey. You better believe it's Bust the rhymes, the way we about to rip the try. I say, yo, yo, hey, hey, hey. I split your face and give you stitches. So niggas and bitches, let the ass off that. Wait one sec, and I get down. I'm rolling with the heavyweight connect. Who's the sharpest ground now? Don't you get suspicious. Grant your riches every time. Bring it vicious when I'm running around. I know one thing the whole world is expecting is how we all connected. To break food on the same record. Five new flavors on the beat, building up the heat. I really think you should be cheap while we blow up the street. Instead of copping, please just freeze. Maintain the focus while we smoke these power of trees. When I get down, I disappear. We disappear and blow up everywhere.
she's being quiet. She might be holding something inside.
Thank you for listening in to We Speak News Now with your host, Alita.